This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. There's a new video web series being shot in the Upper Valley. It's about two kids who make their sleepy town instantly infamous. VPR's Charlotte Albright watched one scene take shape around a kitchen table and along Route 5.
Parmalee, the title of the web series, is the fictional name of a Connecticut river town a lot like Lyme, New Hampshire. That's where co-director John Griesmer lives and works in a big house with his wife, Faith Catlin. They've been making this web series close to home.
Hello, May. Do we know where we are today?
As actors rehearse around his kitchen table, Griesmer sums up the plot.
Yeah, it's about a small town in Vermont where several kids come across or create a rather horrific and kind of terrifying video from a tragic event, and they upload it, and it's what happens to the town when that video goes viral, when the world finds out about where this place is and what happened there.
Griesmer sees the internet as an ideal format for short episodes that don't have to fit into a rigid time frame. His cast includes a few pros, including Gordon Clapp, who's recently moved from Los Angeles to Norwich. Clapp is the Emmy Award-winning actor who played Greg Medavoy, the quirky cop on the long-running TV hit NYPD Blue. In the Parmalee series, he plays a police chief. Clapp is basing that character and the North Country accent on a few law enforcement officers he knew growing up in New Hampshire.
These are the small-town cops that I remember. But I've had a few run-ins over the years, you know, on the way through towns in this part of the world, you know.
In one scene, Clapp patrols in a cruiser borrowed from the Lyme Police Department along a riverside stretch of Route 5. He spots a dotty old woman named May, plucking wildflowers.
Camera roll. Camera. Pictures up.
Operating the camera is Matt Busey, a White River Junction developer and videographer.
Action.
Portraying the apparently demented May is local thespian Jill Tyler. She will need to act disoriented, even though in real life, Tyler lives just down the road.
This is very familiar territory to me, so I won't feel lost at all.
But on camera, she seems authentically batty.
Cut.
Now comes the editing phase. When the first four episodes go online at the end of the year, producers hope to catch the attention of a well-financed distributor willing to take this small-town story big time into cyberspace. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.